What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BT and Sal back on the fan. The road to New Orleans on the fan is sponsored by Bet365. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, BT. The road to New Orleans involves some snow games here. I personally loved watching these games. I don't think that it made the play. Like, each team has to play in the conditions. It makes it more fun for me, maybe a little more challenging for me. But you saw the Eagles yesterday and the Rams deal with it. I thought the Rams handled themselves well in the conditions, considering they're a warm weather team coming from Los Angeles, of course. And then you saw it again with the two Northeast teams, with Buffalo and Baltimore. I like the impact that the snow had on the games.
I like the way it looks. I don't like the impact. There's just too many quirky occurrences. The Andrew two-point drop, obviously. You know, Lamar, the first fumble. I don't think that happens in that weather. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I admit I'm going to simplify it here. I'm going to take it in a direction that's probably a bit of a stretch just to prove a point, understood. But, you know, I wouldn't want to see Magic and Bird playing on a wet court. I really wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't want to see Nolan Ryan throwing a wet baseball.
Yeah, I know, but it is different. Football's a game.
That's why. I get it.
And it's also for both sides, too.
Would you want it for your team?
I mean,
Or is it just watching football? Because I can kind of co-sign that more than I can co-sign, you know, the Jets in the divisional round or the Giants that it's 7 inches of snow. I wouldn't want to see that for either team.
I'd rather watch that and have the teams deal with that. I don't like the wind. Like, the wind to me would be way, way more impactful.
I probably agree with that. Wind is the worst.
You basically take the entire kicking game out and then the limitations.
And the passing game.
The limitations with the passing game. So that I wouldn't like. Also, I much more prefer what we had yesterday than have every game being played in the dome on the carpet. And that's coming from somebody who grew up rooting for a dome team. I hate dome teams. I think they're soft. So I wouldn't necessarily root for snow or snowstorms. I don't think that was the case yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, there was some snow there a little bit. The balls were maybe a little bit slick, but hey, Lamar was making some great throws. They were still able to run the football.
What about that throw Stafford had just jumping to that game, that last play, that last pass that sailed out of bounds by 7 yards?
Yeah, but still he hit
Puka. Is that going to happen? I know.
For a big one down the sideline.
But, like, I mean, you could take the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's not throwing it out of bounds on a little route like that. It sailed out of bounds by 7 yards.
Some truth to what you're saying. I get it. But, I mean, so then what's the alternative?
All these games
got to be played perfect.
Just an observation.
Yeah, and I didn't feel like in yesterday's games it tilted the field at all. I didn't feel like that. I still feel like Buffalo deserved to win because Baltimore beat themselves making mistakes, and I don't think it was just because of the slick ball. I mean, I think Andrew stunk. Plenty of guys were getting, put some gloves on, do what you got to do. Anyway, have the gloves on, drop down, and take the gloves off. Figure out a way to hold on to the ball, catch it, and hold on to it. Other guys were able to do it. Jackson threw some nice football, so I mean, I don't know. I don't think that it tilted the field.
Did you see the Ravens tweet?
No.
Yesterday before the game?
Oh, yeah, about...
Snow doesn't affect Mark Andrews. And literally, that's what it said.
Yeah.
Take it down, guys.
I mean, that's... Wow. I was so mad at Andrews. And not just because I bet the Ravens or picked the Ravens. It was because I felt we were robbed of what could have been incredible drama. We already had it.
Yep.
Season on the line, two-point conversion, these two teams going at it for the right to go to the championship game and face Patrick Mahomes, and it should have ended in a two-point conversion, which would have gotten us the drama of Josh Allen and the Bills having the ball back, potential overtime. Like, I really wanted to see that, and I can't stand mistakes. One thing, if the play doesn't work, you get stuffed, you know, whatever. Guy makes a great play, deflects it, he should have had it. Should have had the 2 points. The knucklehead dropped it.
Here's a very unpopular opinion I would think, and I couldn't imagine saying this a couple of years ago. I don't love watching Mahomes the way I used to. I think I'm watching the Chiefs, and it's been like this all year. It's not like I'm just reacting to one game. Like, it feels like it's work. Like, they don't score, and I don't need 40 points, and I don't need 45 touchdowns a year. I like to see an element of defense, and I like grinding out a little bit here, but... You know, if you said to me, would I rather watch Lamar, Josh Allen, or Lamar Mahomes or Allen Mahomes. I'll take the former.
I would take Lamar first. Jaden Daniels got to be up there now, too, if you're just talking about which quarterbacks you prefer to watch. The one thing, and I know everybody's been piling on, so why not us pile on, too? And I love Patrick Mahomes. I loved his father with the Mets. He was one of my favorite pitchers back in 2000. So I always favored Mahomes, and it's not the winning that's bothering me. It is, and Al talked about this on the morning show. They alluded to it. Like, Mahomes is a flopper. He has turned into a guy that knows how to manipulate the refs and get the call. Now, it's smart, but nobody does it better than him, and he gets away with it because he's Patrick Mahomes. But I don't like watching that element of the game where he's running the football as a running quarterback and then wants to be treated as if he's a pocket passer when guys are trying to tackle him so they don't allow him to blow past him for 15 yards. He dances down the sideline well.
He does.
And he'll toe that line perfectly until he gets a late hit call against him.
Yep.
That I don't like watching about Mahomes.
Well, if he's ours, we love him. If he's not, it bothers you.
Yeah, especially when they have the success that they do. Although this weekend, I have no idea who I'm rooting for yet or picking in that game. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Mike is in Massapequa. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, I got 3 points. I hope that you would let all three of them in. I believe that in that game, this is my personal opinion, is that when Derrick Henry has 20 yards in the first half and you get away from your game plan of running the ball down their throat, I believe the Bills' game plan was to have stop Henry and let's try and make Lamar throw the ball. Now, in addition to that, you had 3 turnovers in the game, which gives the other team 3 more possessions of the ball, right? And I totally disagree with you on not kicking the extra point. It's not like there's 6 minutes left in the game. You know, you have 15 minutes left in the game to be down a point, which puts yourself in a position, it's like you're saying to yourself, nobody's going to score in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know there's going to be more scoring in the fourth quarter, and now you're putting yourself in a position that your defense, if they give up a touchdown, you're down 8 instead of being down 7.
We don't disagree. I just don't think that was the biggest issue in the game. I don't disagree with that,
though. I think the biggest issue in the game was the game plan by Buffalo saying, hey, if we come out in the first quarter and we stop Derrick Henry and we make it look like we're putting 7 or 8 in the box and we're going to stop Henry and we're going to stop Lamar, you know, if we accomplish that, now he's going to start to throw the ball. You can clearly see in the second half that they weren't going to be able to stop Derrick Henry.
So yeah, that's when he got loose. Yeah, he had a 12-yard run.
I think Harbaugh hit the panic button saying, hey, they're stopping the run, right? We got to change our game plan.
No, I think your first point was the better one, Mike, and thank you for the call. The 3 turnovers, that's what did them in. It wasn't like the Ravens were getting stopped. I mean, Buffalo did an okay job early on against Henry. You could only slow them down. You still did have 84 yards on the day, and he was just about to get going in that second half or whatever in the fourth quarter. But I don't think it was getting away from running the football. I think it was the turnovers that hurt the ability to have more possessions and more plays to feed Derrick Henry more.
Are we going to start having the conversation about John Harbaugh being a little overrated, or are we just going to ignore this here?
Yeah.
You've been gifted one of the most electric, transcendent, talented quarterback ever. And, it's one and done. You know, usually it's too many one and dones.
Yeah, but see, that's where I would disagree with you. With Harbaugh, I mean, we know he already won a Super Bowl. He did it with a different quarterback. He had the foresight to draft Lamar Jackson. They have developed Lamar Jackson.
Did he or did Ozzie take him? Well, I'm not saying it wasn't a collaboration. That was a gift from Ozzie Newsome.
I'm assuming,
one of the best executives of all time.
I'm assuming both, but also Harbaugh has developed Lamar Jackson into an even better quarterback. They continue to turn the roster over and have success. I mean, I don't look at the Ravens, and it's not just one and done, obviously, pummeling the Steelers a week ago. And you want to say falling short of the championship game again, falling short of expectations. Yeah, I would take Harbaugh. I mean, that plays the exact opposite of what you were saying then earlier, though, about Lamar Jackson's legacy shouldn't be on the line. Well, to me, what? Just because Harbaugh lost the playoff game on the road.
Sal, I'm happy you say it that way. I'm not just, if his track record was different and yesterday occurred, I don't even think I say that.
Right.
It's much broader than that. I mean, you go back to the year that Harbaugh won the championship, obviously 2012, and then next year they don't make the playoffs. Okay, that happens, whatever. And then the next year they win one, they lose one. Then they have three straight years, and remember, he almost wasn't brought back. 2015, 2016, 2017, they did not make the playoffs, and then 2018, 2019 made the playoffs one and done both years. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, this is one, two, three. This is now four straight years of not getting to the conference championship when they've had a pretty good record and a chance to do it.
Yeah, if his tight end makes the catch, maybe it is it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's a very interesting conversation. Yeah. And if John Harbaugh wound up at One Jets Drive or Quest Diagnostic Center to coach the Jets or the Giants tomorrow, we're all thrilled. I mean, he's really good. I guess I'm splitting hairs. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody who might end up at One Jets Drive. We'll get to that when we come back and continue the football talk from yesterday. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the